T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Reading, Pennsylvania. He's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah.
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah.
Now it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we got action. We got big action. We got the NBA draft tonight. We got more Kevin Durant news. I think we're going to have news on KD all the way up to June 29th when he has to make his decision official. Brian Windhorst reporting that the Warriors are looking for what they call, or what he's referring to as, a delayed sign and trade. The Warriors would offer Kevin Durant 5 years, 220-ish. He then takes it. He then rehabs. And then the Warriors trade him to his destination. Lot to sort through there, Guru. What's your first thought on that report? Now, there's a lot. It's lots to take
in. Can I be honest with you? Always am.
Sure.
Because you use that. On one hand, on Durant's front, and his representation, the audacity. But you are that bad. The audacity to think, pay me all that I can get, help me. And then on the Warriors' side of it, they must feel some type of way that maybe the injury and the way that it was handled and what happened and how it looked, they're paying him for that, for coming back and being brave. So I'll never use the word misdiagnosis, but in a relationship, Stein, I've had great breakups in my lifetime. If the Warriors were to oblige and do this for him, it's still like this little cloud that's over the Warriors. And I'm just to a point to where, you know, I hope he comes back, but damn, at the end of the day, if he doesn't, can you imagine all, is he going to be the same? And if I'm another team, you calling me to play poker and I know this guy wants to leave? I ain't about to give you no Anthony Davis Hall and we don't know what it's going to look like. So those were just a few thoughts I had, but I'm feeling good.
Yeah, my first thought is, okay, so hold on a sec. So you're the New York Knicks. Here's what I don't understand. Let's do it this way. The conventional wisdom all season was Durant's going to leave and he's wants to go to New York.
All right,
so let's assume for a second that was mostly true, that that's what his plan was, okay?
All right.
Why does he, all of it, like, nothing changed with the contract. Why now does he say, actually, you know what? I do want 5 years from the Warriors. Like, he knew the Knicks could only offer four, or any other team could only offer four, and the Warriors could offer five. So it's not like the Knicks are going to pull that offer now because Durant's hurt. They're still going to say it's still on the table, 4 for $160 or whatever that number is. So I guess my question would be, what changed for Durant? Just
he tore his Achilles and wants the Warriors to pay for it. For me going to combat when it looks like I wasn't ready and this could have been avoided.
But why doesn't he just leave? Like he was going to anyway. I get it.
I guess he feels like I tore it because I didn't have all the math or all the info. So
see, and I don't buy that. He knew he had all the math. The math is simple. It's like 4 for $60, 5 for $220. So that had always come into the equation, Goo. Like, why would he leave $60 million or $57 million on the table?
Healthy, he would. Healthy, he would.
Why wouldn't he unhealthy? I don't get
because
that.
Because I feel like maybe he's blaming the Warriors and their staff for the injury. And the Warriors are looking at it like, you know what, we got to do right by Steinie. Let's go ahead and help this. And that's it to me.
But okay, so all right.
Yeah.
Let's say that report's accurate. So now I'm the Knicks. All right, I'm the Knicks. And I say to Durant, hey, here's your 4 for 160. And they and Durant and Kleiman say to the Knicks, hey, you know what? We're actually going to take that 5 years from the Warriors. We're going to rehab, make sure everything's good. And then next year, we're going to make the we'll have the Warriors work out a trade with the Knicks. The Knicks aren't going to do that.
Man.
I don't think.
Well, they're desperate. And I mean, looks like they're going to come up empty-handed. Well, they'll have somebody, R.J. Barrett tonight maybe. But
why would, like,
he's that good, Steiny. And when you're that desperate and bad and your future's bleak like the Knicks, you're like, dude, this is a good gamble that Durant is, you know, he didn't have hip replacement. He tore his Achilles. He's going to come back and play. And here I go with the math. 79% of Kevin Durant for what he was to the Knicks is like, you got to do Knick math. When you're bad, you got to cut, you know, you got to grade with a curve, Steiny. So just to get Durant in uniform, you got to take those chances. But it's crazy that he's...
See, the one thing that would make me drop out if I'm the Knicks would be hearing that.
Yeah.
I would... Now, I'm not saying they will. Maybe, you know, beggars can't be choosers. Who do you want off the Knicks roster? I mean, you're going to have
maybe
to take
Knox,
30-plus million-dollar bet. Yeah, right. I mean, I guess. But I mean, they'd be crazy to give up Knox. And then it's like, well, Kevin Durant's going to New York, and you're going to, and Kevin Durant's going to New York when New York's giving up its best player,
one
of its best players.
Yeah, that doesn't make
like,
sense.
Like, why would Durant even want to go to a team where they're going to decimate it?
So we got 9 days before his decision. You got any inside info
on what?
What you know? How, where he's leaning?
No,
that's why I need to get out there and get those contacts.
My thought all season is that I think he's going to leave. I still think he's going to leave, but. I could be wrong because I don't know. Just a hunch. But I guess my question is, I don't know if I would do that if I were the Warriors either.
What if you feel like there's something to...
Okay, what if you give him 5 years and after the first year it's like, you know what? He's not the same player. We won't even be able to move him now. What do you do then if you're the Warriors? Maybe no team will want him in a year.
Yeah, see that. Yeah.
And the other thing, here's what Brian Windhorst reported, just so everybody can hear it firsthand.
One of the things that is being discussed right now is that the Golden State Warriors would offer Kevin Durant a 5-year contract, $57 million extra that he could get with signing elsewhere, let him rehab, and then work with him to be traded. Potentially to New York, potentially to somewhere else, be their way to sort of take care of him monetarily after what he just went through and also protect the franchise to get some assets.
All right, that's Brian Windhorst. Now, here's how Jay Williams followed up with that. Jay Williams, of course, very tight with Durant. And here's what Jay Williams had to say.
And I think the reality of signing back with Golden State is feasible. I don't know if I see him doing rehabilitation with Golden State, potentially signing for that deal, maybe doing rehab somewhere else, then going to a team. But, I mean, that's a lot of money that you're going to leave on the table because he can make $200 million with the Golden State Warriors.
So that's Jay Williams saying, yeah, you know.
That bothers me.
It's feasible. But what I think's interesting is, okay, Jay Williams, who knows Durant, saying, I could see him wanting to take that five years, but he ain't rehabbing with the
Warriors. I didn't like that. That was a shot.
That's what I heard.
That was a shot. That's what I heard, too. You know, I don't like that.
Let me ask Matt. You asked what changed. His frickin' Achilles is torn. He wasn't worried about year five when he's healthy. Okay, I want to explain the way I look at this fifth year.
Go ahead.
Because I think it's inaccurate to say Durant would give up $57 million.
Oh, because I'm all ears.
He won't give up $57
million. Because?
Okay. If Kevin Durant signs and I'm just going to use rough numbers, 4 years for 160.
I got my pen.
And 5 years for 220. Okay. Let's say he goes to the Knicks for 4 years. All right.
You're minus 60 already.
No, you're not, because he's going to get another contract. And that first year of his next contract is actually the fifth year. I mean, it's not like the fifth year he's going to get 0.00. The fifth year is going to be, ideally, the start of a new contract. Now, He might not be the player where he starts out at $40 million, but he'll probably start out at $20, $25 million, and he'll get more years.
I'm not going to be dead wrong, but I'm going to give you that.
Like, that's what nobody figures. He's still going to get paid the next year after his contract by somebody, so he's not giving up $57 million.
It's just timing.
Exactly.
And, you know, greed. Not even greed. You know, a lot of people now in the phone era, well, I want it now.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do you think about this latest news that the Warriors are looking to do a delayed sign-and-trade with Kevin Durant, but it doesn't look like he wants to rehab here? It sounds to me like he wants out. Like, it sounds to me like he wants to go, but he's trying. Anybody else read between the lines here? It feels to me like he wants to orchestrate a, an exit. An exit.
I'm going to go Rick Barry.
650 says, but that fifth year won't be anywhere near $50 million. That is correct.
Yeah, but,
it would be maybe, but that's the thing.
We don't know what it would
what
be.
What if it starts at 25,
I
but
you.
It's a three-year, $95 million deal after that?
Dude, I'm going Rick Barry. This is crazy. We got 9 days if he takes it to the end to get this decision. Part three.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Lots to talk. It's the NBA draft, too. Warriors have the 28th pick. They just bought a pick from the Atlanta Hawks. So the Warriors will go into the draft with the 28th pick, the 41st pick, and the 58th pick. And here's what's going on 95.7 The Game from Anna.
All right, thanks, Sonny. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Hintwater. It's NBA Draft Andy. As you heard Steiny said, the Warriors this morning acquired Atlanta's number 41 pick, so Golden State has three picks today, 28, 41, and 58. What's the Dubs' top priority? Steiny and Guru will discuss. Our NBA Draft coverage begins today at noon with Papa Mbonte live from Warrior headquarters at Rakuten Center. You'll hear from General Manager Bob Myers and Head Coach Steve Kerr, then Damon Bruce, Ray Ratto, and Matt Kolsky will take you through the draft, but keep it locked on 95.7 The Game for the latest NBA news. The Warriors have reportedly discussed a delayed sign and trade option with Kevin Durant. Is this a legit option? What should the Warriors do? Steiny and Guru will continue that discussion and want to hear from you. This update is sponsored by Hint Water. Hint is pure, still, or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhintwater.com. Hint, mouth-watering water. I'm Anna Kagadakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, this segment sponsored by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Visit friedmansappliance.com today. Talking about the Golden State Warriors draft night. Also, the news. By the way, this is Brian Windhorst, okay? He's legit. ESPN.
What makes him legit?
Been around for a while, and he's still working.
I love that.
I mean, he's
a man.
He's
legit. With you. All right.
What do you want me to say? There's no way that he's saying by the way, he's saying this is one avenue the Warriors have looked at. I guarantee you that's right. There's no way he's wrong about that. He didn't say it's happening. He just said the Warriors are looking to do something maybe this way. 888-957-9570 is the number, and the 925 says, wouldn't compensation back have to equal 20% of KD's salary? Yes, it would. Or it would have to come within 20% of KD's salary, unless the Knicks or whatever team could actually absorb all of Durant's money under the cap. But not many teams.
But imagine the Warriors getting something back for something that was supposed to leave healthy, and you got nothing. Now, if you could get something back, that's Myers and Lightyear's at it again.
No, I'm not convinced. Well, I guess it could happen.
Always better than nothing, Steiny.
All right, let's go to Mike in Richmond. Start us out. Mike, how are you, man?
Yeah, hey, guys. I think that this is the best-case scenario for the Warriors because they could get some good assets back for Durant where he was going to leave anyways. I mean, if he's doing this, the only reason he'd be doing it is because a fifth year is not guaranteed after an Achilles injury. he could come back and tear his other Achilles for overcompensation, or you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
You just don't know. And so he probably wants that 5-year guarantee, and so he wants to rehab. And then, the Knicks, they're going to have to give the Warriors something back, and the Warriors might be able to dig into the injury player exception. So, I mean, to me, this is a great sign. But I think, what do you guys think about the Warriors' medical staff going forward? I mean, I'm not trying to put any blame on them, but it sure looks like Durant's blaming them. And that seems like for free agents going forward, I mean, they might have to let those guys go just for a PR angle. I mean, it's sad how everything worked out, but it sure doesn't look good.
Yeah, I wonder about that myself. And thanks for the call, Mike. I don't necessarily think the Warriors are looked bad. I mean, to me, it looked like, and again, I'm going to say this, it looked like champions going down in defeat. It didn't look like Joe Lacob with a gun to their head saying, get out there and play. That's the way it looked to me. And it wasn't just Durant and Clay. Cousins came back and Looney came back too.
Uh-huh.
So I think it was a bunch of competitors trying to make the extra effort. And it's praiseworthy as far as I'm concerned.
What about this one from the 404? So why not just sign and trade him now to the max? Why wait a year?
What do you mean?
From the 404. Why would you?
Well, it's not free agency yet.
Well, he will be when he,
well, they could do that.
After the 29th.
Well, they could just sign him to 5 years and try to do the same thing.
Or trade him. Oh, yeah. Well, you'd have to do that before the 29th, but
right.
I guess wait a year is what I'm saying.
I think you wait a year so that now you're trading Kevin Durant and he's healthy to a team, so you might be able to get something back.
So then he would get traded during the season then?
No, after
like, how
after
would you
next
know?
Season.
The Knicks, hey, come work out for us and we deem you healthy?
Well, it sounds like he'll be in New York anyway. The way it sounds like to me it would work is the Warriors would sign Durant on July 1st to a 5-year extension. He'll rehab for the next year. Then next summer, you move him.
Mm.
It sounds too
and
easy.
And get something back, though. I do like the return, Steiny. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of it, to tell you the truth. Here's some other stuff that's going on. Adrian Wojnarowski said that KD is soul-searching right now. He's soul-searching right now. And Joe Lacob addressed his light years comments in Time Magazine, which was interesting.
I saw that.
He kind of took it back, but then he didn't take it back.
I think he doubled down.
He may have. There's also a report that if Brooklyn can't get if they can't get KD to join Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn, then they don't want Kyrie.
And if you're Kyrie and hear that, how you feel? That's like somebody telling me, if you're invited, if you bring Steiny, if he ain't coming, you can't come. I'd be pissed off.
That's a great analogy.
Man.
And how about this? The Pelicans are looking to move, apparently, the number 4 pick. And what they want? Stretch 4. They want a stretch 4. They want a forward, yeah.
Who's reporting that?
That is from...
Are you kidding me? Well, then...
I don't know.
Yeah, they feel like the draft is legit.
It's legit.
After Zion and maybe RJ Barrett.
Well, they also, I think, want to... They also want to help
Murray
out...
State.
They also feel like with Drew Holiday, they don't want to wait too long.
And Randall opted. He ain't coming back.
Nope.
Well, Zion's going to be Randall.
Let's go to Jared in Fremont. Hey, Jared.
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, so real quick. How old is Steph Curry? 30, 31, right?
Yes.
Clay was born in 1990, so he's 29 by quick math, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why would you – I hear all these callers in the morning show talking about they need to trade Draymond, they need to trade Draymond, you need to look ahead. The Joe Montana analogy, trade him, before he's a free agent or 1 year too early, right? Or
yeah.
one year early instead of 1 year too late like Bill Walsh. Okay, so Steiny, you watch basketball a long time. So what the hell is a draft pick, a 19-year-old kid going to do with Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson in their time? We're assuming Klay comes back. Forget KD for a second because, in my opinion, we can split hairs all we want. If Klay's healthy, they're going to Game 7, and they're he didn't play Game 3, by the way, and they could easily win a championship. And everybody's like, oh, they didn't scrap it. Draymond, the guy called earlier talking about turnovers. Like, clearly, he has to force the ball because they don't have a lot of playmakers. So he's right. being aggressive right now. Sure. I think Draymond Green, they win zero championships without Draymond Green. I understand some of his antics and stuff like that. The guy's got heart, and you can't measure that. And he changed the game as far as guarding one through five, pushing the break with his ability to facilitate. What the hell is a draft pick going to do for this team?
You mean the number 28 pick tonight?
No. I'm talking about people, a lot of Warrior fans saying you need to trade Draymond Green.
Okay.
What do you think is even in the ballpark of what kind of thing you're going to get back for value? Like what as a Warrior, I know you said Lakeup is very proactive and he's going to think outside the box. I've heard you for years say that about Anthony Davis and
tell you what. Okay. Jared, let me throw one at you. I'll just throw one at you. You ready?
Go ahead. Yep.
Would you trade Draymond Green for the number 4 pick in Lonzo Ball?
Hell no.
Okay.
What is that going to do for you? You have Lonzo who can't shoot. I know he's a decent defensive perimeter player. He can pass. I actually like Lonzo a lot more than most. The four pick is going to be either the kid from Vandy or maybe Barrett if he flips, right? Everybody's on Barrett. Barrett might go 4, but that's neither here nor there. So you're getting a 19-year-old point guard. Yeah, the talent's there. I get it. And the whole reason you'd be doing that is because you don't want to pay Draymond max money, right? That'd be the issue, right?
Well, you use this as an opportunity to kind of reshape a little. Maybe. And thanks, Jared. I appreciate it. I get it. I don't think there's a perfect solution.
If I'm New Orleans, I'm taking that.
I'm not. Believe it or not.
You know I'm high on Lonzo. If I'm the number 4 pick.
If I'm the New Orleans Pelicans, I am not doing that trade. Not with Draymond having 1 year on his deal. I can't do that. But here's the other thing I was thinking. I actually think Lonzo Ball would be a real good fit here. As a third guard behind Curry and Clay, I think that's a nice little... He's big. He's got size. He's a defender.
You got to worry about LeVar. Big baller brand. I can't do it no more.
I mean, I'm not a huge Ball fan because he can't shoot, but he's smart, can defend. He'd be fine. Let's go to Pat in Stockton. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Guru Stymie. It's a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, somebody's going to get fired if they touch this Kevin Durant deal on the other side, man. It's just too many variables, man. It's just too. It's like 5 things can happen and 4 are bad.
Wow. If the to the Knicks, you mean? If they sign him,
he's going to go to by making them give up the assets. True.
Well, we'll see. That's one. It would be next year, but that's one of the things they're talking about is signing Durant and then next year maybe trade him to the Knicks or somewhere where he would want to go.
I mean, I would trade Durant. We don't know what the Knicks are going to do, but if I were the Knicks and I knew that I wanted to pull that deal off, I would move back and acquire more picks and assets for next year. But if they don't and they take Barrett, then I want R.J. Barrett and Kevin Knox for Durant.
Wow. Hey, Pat, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And that's where, to me, the Knicks
wouldn't do that.
I don't think they do that.
Because then that offsets you getting Durant. You give away your two. You know what I mean? You want Durant to be a part to mentor those guys and have, you know, a baby version of what the Warriors, you know, a young version of what the Warriors have, where you can look around the floor and it's all stars or all star potential.
I just can't. Okay, let's think about this for a minute. The New York Knicks are going to give up Knox, who's probably the best player they've drafted in 5 years, maybe more, and Barrett, who some people think is going to be the best player in this draft.
All right.
I'm sorry. They're not trading those two players for Kevin Durant, who's not only not going to play next year, but who's also got a future in jeopardy.
I wouldn't do it.
James, Hercules, how are you, James? How are you?
I'm doing all right. So I've been thinking about this whole thing with Draymond Green, and I'm thinking if you can get Lonzo Ball and the 4th pick, and a lot of people are saying past the 3rd pick, it's a crapshoot, right? But the Hawks have been trying to kill people to get the 4th pick. So take the 4th pick and Lonzo Ball, give them Draymond Green, and then trade the 4th pick for the 4th and the 10th like they want to. Then you have 5 draft picks in this draft, and you can retool.
Thanks, James. I don't think they want to retool. right before going into the Chase Center. 415 says, Durant is not getting traded. This is more Warrior fantasy talk. Why would Durant want to deplete the talent base of the team he is going to? He wants to compete, not rebuild, foolish talk.
Well, we got the report from Windhorst.
He said they're
trying to trade him.
Well,
they
said that they've explored that. They're looking into it. It's an avenue that they have an opportunity to try to go down. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't see really how it comes together. I mean, you're asking the Knicks basically to play.
They did trade Porzingis.
The word. No, but you're asking the Knicks to, hey, Knicks, you're going to get Durant, but we're going to kind of make you look bad in the process.
Yeah.
It's like if I'm the Knicks, as tough as it would be, I'm like, KD, here it is, 4 years. You're not even playing next year. We're still right here with 4 years and 160, just like we said before you ruptured your Achilles. Like, here it is. If you want that fifth year, you know what? Then all bets are off if you want to try to do it that way. But I would say to Rich Kleiman, I'm telling you right now, here's 4 for 160. You want to go back to the Warriors in a year 5 rehab and then revisit a trade next year? You can do that, but
that's more reality.
But I'm not.
And that very well may be the case.
Don't expect me to give up
Steiny.
Knox no. and Barrett
yeah,
for
I'm
KD. Not
I'm,
doing it.
I'm totally with you.
You could never do that.
Big question mark.
So,
hey, you didn't address our guy. He made a great point. Call it before last. Stymie.
That's
We're
fine.
Hearing that a lot. You know, stymie.
That's
it's
fine.
Stymie.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm... Yeah, but you got to jump in there.
Nah, I don't. It doesn't bother me.
But it should.
Why?
Because that person's, I call Stymie and Guru. What station they on? Oh, Steiny and Guru. I'd have jumped in.
That's fine. Yeah.
But you hear it a lot. I wonder how they're getting it mixed up.
Sometimes I say something, but,
Could you imagine at the Warrior games when that is a good
How color. Would you even do this?
At the LED when it says Steiny and Guru, if they messed up and put Stymie, you would go crazy.
I would not go. I'd not go crazy.
Oh, you'd call boss. Hey, what's going on?
No,
Ritter, get a call.
No. I would.
I can
listen.
See
I'd bring it to their attention, but I would not be mad. I would not be mad. I would bring it up like, "Hey, Raymond, got a sec?"
Right,
dude. What are you trying to do to me?
I love it.
What are you trying? I do
Old
it that
stymie.
Way. Let's go to Steve in San Rafael. Hey, Steve.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Good, good, good. A couple proposed trades before KD, though, one that nobody's mentioned. But to me, and I know a lot of times there's like these trades that make no sense, but what about a team like Portland? What's the one thing they saw that dominated that series? That was Draymond. Draymond and Iggy to get McCollum down here. I'd love to pair him with Steph Curry. And when Clay comes back, he's big enough to move, and he can't run around as much as a third. First off, what do you think about that before the
game? I kind of.
Well, thanks for the call.
My ears perked up. McCollum? Huh?
I don't think you do that if you're Portland.
You got Nurkic coming back. Now you add Draymond to do.
Problem is, those two guys, McCollum's a player that. I shouldn't say.
Portland's missing that ingredient, though. Yeah. Dre and Iggy. That's what they're missing. They're missing guys like that.
Why would.
They don't have enough grimy dudes.
Why would Portland want two guys who may walk? You'd have to know Draymond would re-sign there. And here's the other thing, and this is brought up a few times, and it's right. Look, if the Warriors, and I think this is starting to be obvious. If the Warriors sign Klay Thompson, all right, to a 5-year deal, and Kevin Durant comes back on a 5-year deal, forget sign and trade, that he's just coming back. He's going to rehab, and then he's going to play next year with the Warriors. I don't think they're re-signing Draymond.
Yeah.
I don't think they can. I mean,
I'm with you.
I don't think they can.
Joey Lightyear said it's not designed for four.
I mean, they can, but at that point, I don't think they do. I just don't. I don't think they're going to have essentially four players making more than $30 million.
And Dre, in his new representation, is not taking a penny less. After everybody's quote-unquote gotten theirs on his watch while he's been in town, and you want him to take... We hadn't heard this term for a while. Hometown discount, Steiny, please. Dre is getting paid.
Let's go to Bruce in Belmont. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, guys. I'm just wondering what the salary cap ramifications are if we were to outright do a sign-in trade for KD to New York. If he does decide, hey, I want to go to New York, we can at least get something back in return that benefits us tremendously rather than just losing him outright. But I'm wondering, you know, what's kind of if it was just for a draft pick, do they have to add in guys for salary and that, what that could do to us long term? Based off what you just said also, I'm wondering if Draymond Green just outright left, where that would leave us. I'll take you off the answer off air. Thanks, guys.
All right. The thing with Durant, let's say he takes a 5-year deal. I don't know what the first year would be. Let's say $30 million is the first year. So then they trade him to the Knicks. Well, if the Knicks are under the salary cap by $30 million, they can just trade Kevin. You can trade Kevin Durant to the Knicks. They absorb him because they can. They're $30 million under, and they give you a second-round draft pick, and you get something for it. So that would be the thing there. If the Knicks are over the cap and they want to do it, then the Warriors are going to have to take salary back from the Knicks for Knicks players, unless it's a three-way trade. I mean, I got to look at the Knicks roster. I mean, they got one guy off the top of my head that I'd be interested in, and that's Knox.
What about Junior, Dennis Smith? You know, you ain't a big fan.
I'm not a fan of Dennis Smith. He, to me, he's more Nick Young than Klay Thompson or Curry. Daniel Fremont. What's up, Daniel?
What's up, guys? I'm a Laker fan. I just want to warn some of these Warrior fans calling in, talking about draft picks. We had three number two draft picks. Three number twos. And, again, look where that led us. I mean, again, we got Anthony Davis, maybe, but again, in terms of the future, it didn't really pan out. And so draft picks are not really a guaranteed thing. People think it's a guaranteed thing, but it's totally not. Even when you got three number twos. Just want to see what you guys think about that.
I think you're right. And I think that, I honestly, like, I know it's easy to say, well, the Lakers are done. I mean, they just ruined their future. But they don't, like, they're not a franchise that, they're not the Hawks right now. They don't need to build through the draft. They just feel like we'll go out and sign somebody. And we're the Lakers and somebody, and guys want to come here.
And they're off to a great
start. And they're
right. Yeah.
They're right about that. So different teams have to do different things to get good. The Lakers have an advantage. They can, if you want to call it an advantage.
Well, they messed up that trade proposal.
Dude, yeah, they
blame Magic.
How about?
He said, man, what, tell what you told me off air.
What?
If Magic was there, that it's proposal like it, yeah. wouldn't have changed.
Yeah, I mean, if Magic were still there, it's not like they would have caught it.
I want to defend Magic, but I'm mad at him, so I'm going to let that go.
The Warriors, in case you haven't heard, have made a trade today.
What we got?
With their old friend, Travis Schlenk of the Atlanta Hawks. They've given, the Hawks have given the Warriors the 41st pick. Not given, but they traded the 41st pick to the Warriors for $1.3 million and a conditional second-round pick, I think, in 2024. So you'd be like, well, why'd the Hawks do that? That's a second-round pick they sold. Well, because they know that they already got three rookies on last year's roster. They're going to get three more rookies in the first round. I mean, they just they don't have room for any more young players. They're kind of the opposite of the Warriors. The Warriors would love to take in, like the Warriors would love to bring in, like the Warriors, I could see them trying to buy 5 second-round picks. I don't even know if you can do that. Buy five of them, bring five players in, and see if you can catch lightning in a bottle with one or two of them. I could see that. That doesn't sound like a terrible idea. Jesse in San Jose. What's going on, Jess?
Hey, fellas. I don't think that they want to get like a high pick because of the money that goes to these, like, number one, two, three, four. They get, like, these contracts that are not friendly for what the Warriors are looking for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Green's going to walk anyways. But, Guru, I wanted to ask you some. You know, the last home Oracle game in the finals, I think, Too Short, E-40, and Mr. Fab, they were performing right at halftime.
G-Eazy too, yeah, but I remember I was watching.
Yeah, man, that crowd was Bootsy, man. They weren't into it at all. Like, I was kind of like, I watched a YouTube video the other day, and I'm like, no wonder this crowd was, like, super corporate. They didn't have no backup from the real fans. I just wanted to throw that out there, man.
So you wanted to see a little Snoop Dogg in there or something, huh? What do you do? You get what I'm saying? I didn't see him.
How was that performance?
It was good. But
and they did it, what, at halftime?
Yeah, but it wasn't a concert for them guys. They're big, but, you know, little Johnny and his mom.
He's got something new out, right?
Look, boy.
Pretty sure.
You might need to do a podcast. Well, you got no podcast, but you keep your ear to the street. Snotty, what are you supposed to do? Run out there and blaze up? Like, how do you?
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
He said the crowd wasn't into the performance. It was corporate. Right. You wanted to light up and, you know, Snoop Dogg it? Like, how do I show you I'm into it?
By clapping. Yay, E-40! My main man.
They did a good job.
Mm-hmm. I just want to read this so people.
I thought I was going to get the sticky icky drop. Like, if I was a producer and I said to little Snoop Dogg, I love drops.
Time Magazine asked Joe Lacob about his light years comment from 3 years ago. And here's what he had to say. I think this is interesting. Joe said, I mean, look, I'm a confident guy. I do believe in a lot of the things that we practice and do. I believe in the strategy that we have. I believe in our management team, which I think is the best in the business. I believe in the culture of our players, which is built around Steph Curry. He's a unique individual person, never mind basketball player. And so, you know, I meant it in a bit of hyperbole. I didn't mean it to put down other teams. So if you ask me the question, do I believe it? Yes. But I say that not to put down other teams. I didn't mean it to come out that way.
Have doubled down. What is
it? It's like
I like it. He's confident, man. And then you know, Kirk, his son, just studying his dad. They got that. You know that.
We don't know.
I've met Kirk.
I know you've met him, but we have no idea about his relationship with his dad. You know what I mean?
Oh, Kirk's the son's on Pop and Bonte today.
Right, but
we're full of information today. I feel like we're having a good show.
888-957-9570. You tell us. Are we having a good show?
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl, the Guru Johnson with you. Draft night. Draft night coming up. Golden State Warriors with the 28th pick. They have the 41st pick. They got that from the Atlanta Hawks today. And the 58th pick. Goo, what you got? You're looking all like you got something on your mind.
I'm flustered.
Why?
Because I'm one of the last of the Mohicans. Bonte Hill, myself, Shasky, Fortball.
What is a Mohican?
I want to say Indian or Gladiator.
I need a mimosa.
I think you got to say Native.
We came in here yesterday, real quick. I won't be long. And we talked about the NBA and the offseason, and it's hijacked baseball, and it surpassed the NFL, if you think so. And my point was, it's exciting. And baseball, poor baseball, just driving the bread truck in the slow lane, just as boring as can be. And I looked down. I was driving home yesterday thinking what baseball can do to kind of get some pizzazz.
Okay.
So I'm just talking to you. We're doing break. And from Jeff Passan, breaking. The Tampa Bay Rays, baseball, have received MLB's permission to explore becoming a two-city team. The Tampa Bay area and Montreal. Sources tell ESPN the plan, play early season home games in Tampa Bay and finish the season, not in the U.S., in Montreal.
What?
I love it.
You love what?
I like it. I love the idea.
That team needs to be contracted. If you can't support it in its home in its hometown, it's time to just move. And then to give it to another country? Dude.
Wait a minute. There are friends to the north. We love Canada.
I'm not saying
I look at Canada as one of us.
You're missing the point.
Okay, tell me the point.
This team needs to be taken out of Tampa Bay. It's a horrible stadium.
It's happened before.
And the fact that Manfred, he's having problems. I need to text him or call. How is this good? Because you got to be trolling with that.
No. Have you ever heard of the Kansas City Omaha Kings?
What about the players and their kids in school? Daddy will be back. I'm going on a road trip.
It's in the summer. They're not in school in the summer, unless they're going to one of those year-round schools. But I don't think they are. I think major league athletes like to have their kids go to regular school.
But about the players in. This is embarrassing.
To whom?
The Major League Baseball. Because there's a reason you're doing this.
Right.
You can't get asses in seats.
Right.
So give up your team. Put them in Oregon. See,
they'll draw in Oregon.
Oh, dude. Baseball, come on, man. Stoney, this is embarrassing for Major League Baseball. It's hemorrhaging. Oh, man.
No, they wouldn't. All right, what's the halfway point of a Major League season? Like the All-Star game, even though it's later. So really, half the season would be late June. We're getting to half the season now. Ain't no kids in school.
Forget that. That was a great point by me. But forget that part. Just the concept.
I love it.
The Rays are they're dying right before our eyes. And you want to give them to Canada?
Canada had a team, you know, the Montreal Expos.
Yeah. Well, give them back to them full time. I don't like half-ass thing.
I love it.
It's never happened.
Did I tell
Celtics used to play at Hartford. Remember that?
They didn't. They only played three games a year.
But they played at Hartford. I remember.
Well,
and I used to
hate. Atlanta Hawks played three games in New Orleans. So this is this happens a lot. I'm just saying,
Hartford and Boston,
the Warriors played in three arenas.
San Jose, not far.
No, I'm talking about
Cal Palace,
Oracle, Cal Palace, and the Bill Gray Civic Auditorium or Civic Center.
Yeah, not another country, Stein.
No, you're right.
What's next, Russia? I heard of again, Russia.
One of my goals in life, Goo, and get a little bit older, even though, God, I'm so young at heart. Anyway, one of the things that I aspire to when I wind down my career is to have two residences. I'd love to have a house in the Bay or a place to stay in the Bay, and then I'd like to have a place somewhere else. I don't know where else. Maybe in Canada.
Or maybe in
Idaho or New Mexico, ideally. So these guys get to do that. It's awesome.
No, it's taxing on the players. It's not fair.
It's actually not. It's one flight up to Montreal, and then they're there.
The 10 Ray fans that support this team.
Oh, they got to be furious.
That's all. Thank you, Stoney. It's embarrassing. Baseball, man. And you know what? I'm starting to watch it and get mad. I'm watching the Giants and Dodgers last night. I'm like, I'm our boss. I'm out. Like, the NBA is where it's at. 216 on DirecTV. You know what that is. NBA TV, Stoney.
888-957-9570.
Come on.
Anybody out there really feel as strongly as Goo about this? We can switch things
up. But it looks bad. Just give me that. It looks bad.
For whom?
Major League Baseball.
I guess.
Oh, what team you follow? The Rays. They got two homes. What do you mean? One's in Canada, one's in the U.S. What? Come on. I'm going to stop.
Well, 206 is absolutely right. I mean, Portland wants a baseball team.
And they will support.
206 says Portland wants a baseball team so bad. Yeah. Portland's, I think, on the verge of building a baseball stadium without even a team.
Okay, what about Vegas? You got NHL. You got football. Give me a baseball.
That'd have to be an indoor stadium.
My whole point with this is just contract the team in Tampa. Don't half-ass it.
I don't think they have a minor league. I think you're thinking of Reno. Reno's got a great minor league stadium.
I thought it was Las Vegas Aces or something.
Who did? Who built a new minor league stadium? For who? What's the team?
Those are the young hot shots.
Look that up.
Yeah, the young hot shots.
Got to be the Aces, right? The Las Vegas Aces.
That's got to
be their
name.
Okay, a lot. Aviators.
Where am I getting Aces from?
I think, isn't that the WNBA team?
That's where it started.
Bill Laimbeer. Bill Laimbeer.
There you go. I made a couple bets when I used to gamble.
We were on the verge of getting Bill Laimbeer on a couple weeks ago until he said, half the interview's got to be about the WNBA.
And you said you're out?
Well, no. Actually, it has less to do with the WNBA than somebody saying, here's what we have to talk about.
I'm getting excited. We're having a good show. Hey, I got some good news. So I found out that my wife's family, her uncle, Earl Brown, lives in Fresno, plays tennis with guess who?
Lorenzo Neal's dad.
Chris, that's a great guess. Chris Haynes' dad. So then they got back to me. So I text Chris saying, we ain't family, but come on the show. He's like, when? So I wanted to run it by you.
And here's the thing with a story like that.
I'm ready.
Nobody knows who Chris Haynes is.
The Yahoo Big Sports Reporter.
Yeah, but everybody feels left out when you say something like that.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Yeah, hey, Chris Haynes in my mind.
I played in this tournament.
Yeah, but nobody knows Chris Haynes. I mean, hardcore basketball fans know Chris Haynes.
Well, he's blowing up.
I know. Yeah. Nothing against Chris Haynes.
Like he was on TV, Fox, with Skip and Shannon.
Let's go to Jonathan in San Francisco. What's up, Jonathan? How are you, man?
Hey, man, just first of all, you're not trading Draymond Green for an unknown draft pick, man. That's idiotic, man. Come on. Hey, second.
Well, you get Lonzo Ball, too.
Warriors, no, hell no, man. You see him pass the ball when he's wide open in front of the ring, man. You know, we don't want that.
All right, you're down for no trading Draymond.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
If Draymond stays, if you're going to stay with the Splash Brothers, how the hell is the Splash Brothers going to splash if you don't have Draymond Green dishing them the ball? Just doesn't make sense. Hey, real quick. Obviously, when the news came out that they're trying to get a sign and trade for Kevin Durant. That's the best deal for the Warriors if they're able to maneuver that. Bob Myers, that's gonna be sweet because you know why? Kevin Durant's not gonna be Kevin Durant when he comes back. No man has ever come back from an Achilles tear and be the same dude. So you don't want to pay him top five salary if he's like, 70-60% Kevin Durant? Man, if he can't shake and bake, if he can't hustle on the defensive side, if he's just, spot and shoot.
I know. Hey, thanks, Jonathan. Thank you, man. I
like Jonathan.
I do, too.
Well, I want to ask him when he gets Draymond back.
And he can't play defense, guess what?
Yeah.
He's like 80% of the rest of the league then.
Sounds like he would give Draymond the max. He thinks highly of Dray.
Yeah, let me address some things. It's the Reno Aces. Apparently, it's the Las Vegas 51s. 51s or the Aviators.
So, no WNBA.
What do you mean?
You said that was the Las Vegas team that I might have been thinking about when I said Las Vegas Aces.
Was it?
No. I was thinking that when I gamble, I like blackjack. You like to see Aces.
It's the Reno Aces, okay? Right. What is the name of the WNBA team in Las Vegas?
And I've bet on them a few times. The Las Vegas. I'm going to look it up. That'll take too long.
Wait a minute. You don't even know the nickname of a team you bet on?
At the time, I did. Like, I know the Mystics.
That's Washington.
Storm, Seattle Storm.
Can somebody find out the Las Vegas nickname of the WNBA team that Bill Laimbeer coaches, please? Because I want to put out accurate information. And it also sounds to me like there's more than one minor league team in Las Vegas. You got the Aviators and the 51s.
Real quick.
Wait. Now we got another Aces, but it's the Las Vegas Aces of WNBA.
We were right.
So we got
there
Las Vegas Aces, WNBA, Reno Aces, minor league baseball. That's something I don't like. Yeah. I hate that more than the two city team.
The redundancy, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, did that bother you, though, if they really played in two spots?
No. Why would it bother me?
That's getting me upset.
I know it is.
It should.
I know it is.
Stani, everyone knows Chris Haynes. You weren't saying that because he's
not. Well, not everybody.
They're like rappers, right now. He's hot right now. You know, like 50 Cent had his run.
All right, I stand corrected. That's okay. All right, more people know who Chris Haynes.
We're gonna bring him on. No, you wouldn't be opposed to him.
Of course not. I love Chris Haynes.
Now you love him.
What?
You know.
I did a
what?
Like a Q&A with him a year or two ago.
You don't bring me up much when you're out.
Very seldom.
Right. I'll be doing these.
Very seldom.
I'm big in North Texas and in Memphis. And I always say I'm going to stop doing it until you bring me up.
707 says the 51s became the Aviators. Now, that's why I love the text line.
But we don't know if that's legit.
Well, I think it is.
Right.
I can use. Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Joseph in San Jose. Hey, Joseph, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing well, man. We're having fun. We're having a good
show. To the draft.
We're having a good show, according to my partner.
I see. So, I'm going to agree with Guru here and say that it is the stupidest thing for the MLB to have two teams in two different countries. One team in two different countries. Like, it makes no sense. For the reason that he's saying the kids, I kind of agree with that. But another reason why it's stupid is because fans aren't going to be more intrigued on a team that is in two different countries. Like, I'm not going to watch them all because they're playing in Canada now. The Rays suck. I'm not going to watch them because they suck. That's why I'm not watching them. And then one more thing, there was a call that said that no one comes back from the Achilles injury. Dominique Wilson.
Yep. Yeah.
KD is the—he's not the same player as Dominic Wilkins, but they're very similar in size, length, and athletic ability. So I think that KD will come back from the Achilles injury. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. All right, size is about 4 or 5 inches different. Length, Kevin Durant,
explosion,
much longer.
Both explosion.
Explosion. Durant can't touch Dominique Wilkins.
Well, he's already at the rim.
Let me say it again. No. Athletically,
okay,
you know what I'm saying.
I meant going. We've seen Durant. Remember, I told him to do it more. Go to the rack and flush. But yeah, he's long already, so he ain't got to jump as high. But
who's more athletic?
Oh, Dominique.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
But KD's athletic. He can play above the rim. Take him off the drive. Sometime we see him go in and smash.
Dominique played more above the rim.
No doubt. But I'm hoping.
What are you getting at here? You kind of want to say that Durant's more explosive than Wilkins without taking a hit.
I hope the people don't think Durant's not going to be able to have that just little that he needs to still go to the rim and flush. Because when he is going to have that.
That doesn't. What do you? How do you know? How do you know?
Because he's not Muggsy Bogues and have to go a long way to put it down.
Hold, please. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, radio.com sports station. Go.
Now, this, and I'm going to take a play off. This is the best analogy about the two-team thing.
All right.
It's like a spouse. When you get married, you only get one. So, like a city.
But imagine if you could have two.
Well.
Wouldn't that be better?
But it ain't about that. A lot of people do it anyway and get in trouble. I'm saying there's a standard, and one city deserves its own team, not to share.
Again, it's happened before.
That was my point.
The Kansas City Omaha Kings. They played in Kansas City,
what?
Missouri, and Omaha, Nebraska.
That's the same state or what city? Not a different country. That's what I'm saying. It's not fair.
Oh, the country doesn't mean anything to me.
And the miles?
I mean, yeah, if you're going to put the, you know, if you're going to put the team in Afghanistan, well, then, yeah, it's like, why would you do
that?
Well,
that's baseball's version of it. You got to go out of the country to play the home games.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, where's your passport?
Have you ever been to Montreal?
No, I have not.
Well, I haven't either, but I know for a fact it's a great city.
You sound like me. I thought you were about to say, yeah.
Nah,
I'm disappointed.
I hear it's unbelievable, though.
Dude, Canada in its entirety. John Dickinson couldn't stop talking about it.
Well, there's a difference between Toronto and all of Canada. You know what I mean, Toronto is like the New York City of Canada.
I'm gonna leave you alone. What happened if they were to make the playoffs?
That's actually a great question.
Oh my god!
Now that's a great question.
It came from our producer.
You don't have to say that. You didn't have to say that.
It was so good. I felt like I was.
Well, what about a season ticket holder? Is it only half season?
Wow.
Or do you actually buy? I mean, you know what?
It's not good for the game.
It's not bad for the game either.
We got to call our boy Pete.
He's dead.
Pete Rose.
Oh. I thought you meant Pete Franklin.
Oh, no.
Because you said
Pete Rose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I would like to talk to Pete Rose about that.
Oh, he wouldn't like it.
But you know what? I guarantee you he would be like, but Montreal was one of my favorite cities to go to as a Red. You know Pete liked Montreal. Let's go to Jesse. He's on the Bay Bridge, baby. What's up, Jesse?
Yo, what's up, Steinmetz? What's up, Goof?
Doing well.
Getting ready for the draft.
Yeah, so, hey, Goo, I completely disagree with you, man. There are teams already playing in a different region than what they're representing. I mean, look at the Niners. We play in Santa Clara already, and they don't feel like the city Niners anymore. They don't feel like San Francisco. It should be SC and SF. And I feel like there's a lot of fan bases that could be represented in a two-city format for these teams. You know, and I think overall it would improve the fan base and add more fans to the game. So if anything, it's going to improve the whole league and make it more popular and get more people watching. So I don't know how you could say that's bad for the game. You tripping, bro.
Hey, you know what? Dallas, they play in, they don't play in Dallas. I forget where the Cowboys.
Fort Worth.
No, that's still wrong.
Oh, the Jerry Jones
Arena? I was just there. Damn, I'm getting old.
Isn't it?
No, they play in. Right,
Arlington?
Boy, you bad. And the Niners do the same. We're talking about a different country. A different country. That's ridiculous to the players.
But it's still a different city. And look at the New York Jets and the New York Giants. They play in New Jersey. New Jersey doesn't even have no representation in the NFL. So don't you think just the NJ on there, a little moniker, would, you know, get more people backing those teams?
I just feel like
thanks, Jess. Yeah, appreciate the call, man.
You get what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Like the Niners in Santa Clara, the San Francisco fan, that's still the Bay Area.
I agree. That's
Arlington,
not the analogy.
Arlington and Dallas is still Texas. We're talking about a different country.
It's Irving, Texas. Actually.
No, that used to be it. It's Arlington.
Oh, it is Arlington now.
Good call by you.
Okay,
you got to own it.
Well, that's from the text line actually.
Okay.
But yeah, Irving was where. It,
yeah,
was
but
where
he
it
was making
be.
His point, but it's wrong.
I think it's cool. I really do.
Why?
Because. Why not give a fan base that lost a team a shot at it?
But the message it's sending is like...
Is what?
Like,
baseball's
nothing wrong with
dying?
Adoption. No, like the team is... It don't have parents. You know, like the city didn't...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.